we find that Abu Huraira has narrated about Imam Hassan alayhi salam that whenever I see him, I end up having tears in my eyes. Because every time I see him, I recall that incident that Imam Hassan alayhi salam was a child and he came running into the lap of the Prophet, and the Prophet said, he sat in the lap of the Prophet and Prophet said three times that, "Oh my Lord, I love him and love the person who loves him." So even those who are, anyone who is loving Imam Hassan alayhi salam is a beloved of Rasulullah. So these incidents have been recorded various times by various narrators, famous narrators. And obviously, if the love of Imam Hassan alayhi salam is not equal in its value to the love of Rasulullah and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet, why would the Prophet love them? That's my question to all of you. When we, our Prophet, the most beloved thing in his eyes was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't that right? He never used to give preference to anyone or anything over Allah. So when Prophet is loving Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain alayhi salam so much, it shows the fact that their love is equal in its value to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also it reveals that the walayat of Imam Hassan alayhi salam is nothing but the walayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the mission of the Prophet is going to continue with the same power and strength in the time and the leadership of Imam Hassan alayhi salam and his imamat and walayat, the way the Holy Prophet used to lead the mission of Allah. So his love is equal in its value to loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Prophet actually loved no one and nothing except Allah. So this has to be realized when we talk about the love. Again, it's not an emotional thing, because there is no room for emotions in Islam. It's a well-thought thing based on concrete logic and evidences. Remember the incident when Prophet was there and he did five sajdas? According to that riwayat, and when some of the Ashab who were there, they asked the Prophet, "Why did you do all of a sudden you start doing five sajdas?" And Prophet said that Jibreel came and informed me that Allah says that I love Ali. So because Prophet got this wahi from Allah that Allah loves Imam Ali alayhi salam, Prophet did the sajda in the shukr of this ni'mat. And then he described the second sajda. The people asked, "Why did you do the second sajda?" He said that Jibreel said that Allah loves Fatima. So Prophet did the second sajda for that sake. And then the third sajda was done because Jibreel said that Allah loves Hassan and Hussein alayhi salam. Please say salawat. And then the reason for the fourth sajda is that Jibreel said that Allah loves those who love them. That means the muhibbin, those people who love these personalities, these five great personalities, Allah loves them as well, the lovers of them. And this is about the fourth sajda. So now what about the fifth one? The Prophet said that, you know, that Allah loves, Jibreel informed him that Allah loves the lovers of them. That means those who love the muhibbin of Ahlul Bayt, they are also the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lovers of the lovers of Ahlul Bayt. So this love is an asset which is basically the asas and foundation of Islam, and it protects the entire religion. If this love is protected, the entire religion is protected. So every now and then